Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Philip Alexia reporting, pulling out of the climate change agreement. But first, a powerful car bomb exploding today in the Afghan capital of Kabul, with at least 90 people dying and hundreds more wounded. One of them is Sabiqullah Khan, who was taken to the Wazir Akbar Khan Hospital ward. He says, everything was destroyed in my location. I don't know what happened. There were lots of workers. A lot of people were martyred. All the people who were on the street were killed. It is one of the biggest explosions to rock the Afghan capital in months, the Taliban denying responsibility. It appears President Donald Trump is ready to remove the U.S. from the Paris Climate Change Agreement signed in 2016 by his predecessor Barack Obama. This according to several U.S. media outlets. The head of the Environmental Protection Agency, Scott Pruitt, will handle the details. European Commission Vice President Mara Sefcovic says it would be disappointed if the U.S. pulls out, but Europe is ready to take the lead.
We have a very strong economic case. We have strong support of our population, and we would carry on.
Trump refused to endorse the agreement during a meeting this weekend at the G7 summit with other world leaders. He has previously said he believes climate change, or global warming, as it was originally called years ago, is a hoax being perpetrated by the Chinese. Russia's defense ministry says its forces fired four cruise missiles from the Mediterranean Sea to hit Islamic State targets in Syria. The ministry said the missiles came from a frigate and a submarine and landed near the city of Palmyra, a striking heavy weapons in Islamic State militants who had deployed there from the group's de facto capital in Raqqa. This is VOA News.